Am I right? Am I wrong?
You were in the correct place.
Somebody tell me what's going on.
You are right.
Yes, the Twisted Cuba podcast. That's right. Every Thursday night.
We have not changed for a long time.
Yes, yes, this is the Twisted Cupid podcast. You heard the man. We are going to take ridiculous dating questions from the wild animals on Reddit and from you guys in the chat. Thank you to those of you guys who are here early. Thank you to Sherry. Thank you to Matt on YouTube. If you are listening on a audio-only platform, an audio-only platform, I should say. Look at me fixing my grammar live on the show. If you're listening on an audio-only platform, then we still appreciate you, but go to YouTube, like and subscribe, and give us your comments, give us your questions live every single Thursday. With me, as always, my amazing co-host, Amy Liska.
How's it going, Amy? Hello. I am here, pregnant. Wait, let me just show a side view of this, because this is like...
That's impressive.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wildly pregnant.
This is
wild.
Oh,
wildly, like...
Yeah.
Wildly ridiculous. I don't even... It looks like... Do you know how many people have asked me if I'm having twins?
Nice. Oh, nice. There we go. There we go.
This is one baby. Like, no baby should be this big. Like,
that means they have to offer you their seat on the train and $25.
I know.
Yeah, soak it up while you can.
Like, no wonder back in the day so many people died after giving birth.
Sure.
Like, this is not natural.
Yeah. That's life. No. You're life-threateningly pregnant.
Yeah, this is like.
If this was Game of Thrones, you'd be so fucked right now.
I would be.
Yeah,
I would be.
That's why I love that last season of Game of Thrones. Like every other episode was a pregnant lady just dying during childbirth. And I was watching that with her while she was pregnant with her first kid, and I'm just sitting there going, "Yeah, it's not that bad now, though." You know what I mean? She's not in a normal hospital. That's not a proper hospital.
Me hormonal. I was bawling too.
Yeah.
I'm sitting
there. I'm like, "Look, they got leeches. They got the guys with the bird mask. That ain't modern."
No,
shit
literally, we were watching Game of Thrones, and the woman couldn't get the baby out, so she chose to get killed by the dragon.
Yeah, right. I'm like, no sleeping pills?
She told the dragon to burn her alive because she couldn't get her baby out of her.
She's like, I need something to end the pain. Quick, where's fire? Like, what? This is crazy. You're like a princess or whatever. They don't have, like, a guillotine?
Something. If I had to push a baby through my dick, I'd be begging for fire. You know? I'd be begging for fire.
You're burning already.
Yeah, exactly, dude. No question.
I don't know.
All right, but let me introduce our two awesome guests, man.
Yeah.
First up, he is a first-time guest to the show, a hilarious stand-up comic. He has a new special out on YouTube. You should all check it out right now.
Yes.
The one, the only, Stephen Bowles. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, man. I appreciate this.
Dude,
this is exciting.
I appreciate you being here. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me online. My handle everywhere is Mick Longhair, MC Longhair. Very easy to remember, Mick Longhair.
YMC.
Just Mick Longhair. It's supposed to be like an Irish thing. You know, that was the idea. I made that fake name on Facebook in like high school or college. and by the time I was doing stand-up, I'm like, Stephen Bowles can be spelled 8 different ways. So I just use Mick Longhair.
There we go.
I use Mick Longhair everywhere because no one knows how to spell Stephen Bowles. But you look up Mick Longhair, you'll find Stephen Bowles comedy. Look that shit up on YouTube. Watch the special after this, of course. But watch the special called Stephen Bowles, Stephen Please. It would really make my day if you watched it and shared it and told all your friends.
It's a damn good special. It's
Thank
a damn
you.
Good special, man.
Thank
it was
you
filmed
very
in the same
much.
Place. I'm going to film What My Special.
Yeah.
Next week, April 19th at Grove 34 in Astoria, Queens. You guys should come out.
Get those tickets.
If you're in town, man, come out, watch the special, and also follow our second guest. He is a returning guest of the podcast, another hilarious stand-up comic, the one, the only, Colin DeGarbo. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Hell
great
yeah.
to have you. Tell them where you. They can find you, my friend.
MC Short Hair.
MC Short Hair.
Actually, MC Long Hair is my favorite Irish rapper out of Southie. But, I'm Colin DeGarbo. You can follow me at... Colin.DeGarbo at Instagram because I'm very creative. That's right.
There we go. There we go.
I'm one of one Colin DeGarbo's in existence, so I think we're all right.
They asked if you wanted to go with Colin DeGarbo. He said, no, sir, I'm throwing a dot in there.
That's
I'm
right.
Some things up.
So yes. Did MC Hammer try to do an Irish thing too? Is that why he got the MC?
No, I don't think so. I hate explaining it because it does make me sound like I'm trying to be a rapper. I'm like, no, it's just Mick Longhair. Like, because I couldn't make my middle name Longhair because Facebook was like, that's not a real name. I'm like, Mick Longhair.
Sure.
They're like, totally valid.
Facebook was like, that's not a real name.
This was like back in high school or college or something. It was not that uncommon for people to have like a fake last name. Okay. I put it as my middle. But the funny thing to me was at some point on Facebook, someone reported me for having a fake name and they shut down my Facebook for a second. I was like, what the fuck? And so to appeal it, I uploaded a photo of my birth certificate and crudely photoshopped my middle name as McLonghair on this birth certificate. And then they took it. And then they gave me my profile back. And I was like, hell yeah. There we go. Fight the power. Yo, fuck them.
That's like some catch me if you can shit.
Yeah. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio.
I concur, sir.
They weren't checking anything back then.
No. Nah. You had to commit identity fraud for an Instagram handle.
No, for Facebook handle. Facebook handle.
Although my Instagram did get hijacked, and that was identity theft, and that sucked. So I had to make a new profile.
That's no good, man. That's anyway.
What a disappointment for them when they saw how much money you had in the bank. Yeah. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
Same guy hijacked my identity 3 weeks later, and his credit score went down by 20
points. You gotta watch out.
I've only been this guy for 20 minutes. What the hell?
I know. Dude, when I got locked out of my account, I tried to sign back in a bunch of times, and I got a text from some European-ass number that was like, do you want your account back? And I was like, what taken bullshit is this, dude? Keep it, you fuck.
Could you imagine?
Keep it. It's 2,000 followers. I'm not some hot chick with a bunch of nudes in my DMs, bro. I got nothing in there for
you. It's like a modern day Big Lebowski. It was here. We want the money or you'll never get into your Facebook, Lebowski. You cut a toe off. We'll cut another one off.
No, they kept it.
Could you imagine? You'd be like, okay, well, I'll be McLonghair 1.
Exactly. The old profile is Stephen McLonghair Bowles. The new one's just McLonghair. And people still tag the old one all the time. I'm like, man, my hackers are just watching me live my best life all the time.
What do you mean you're putting an underscore in it? But we cut our girlfriend's toe off. It's not fair.
Yeah, no, fuck them. But we're here. We're surviving.
All right. Speaking of surviving, are you guys ready to take your first question from the wild animals on Reddit?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
first question. If you guys got any comments to write in, or sorry, any questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com. Or even better, write them live in the chat. We're live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Give us your comments. Give us your questions. Oh, shout out to Marlene in the chat. She says,
hello.
Tom and Mar here. Thank you, Tom and Marlene.
Hello.
Hey, Marlene.
We're going to take our first question from the wild animals on Reddit.
All right. So the theme this week is called reverse psychology. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like every question that I had, the common theme was that the partner that was getting in trouble was like, I don't know what you're talking about, and trying to just reverse it. So,
okay.
All right. Anyways, my wife keeps using vibrator while I'm sleeping.
Oh, well, there we go. At least she keeps it on the low setting so you can get a good night's sleep.
How thoughtful.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My wife is... like it's on full on... I mean, it's on full Godzilla mode, that thing. I mean, it's just... It's the neighbors are waking up, for Christ's sake.
Could you imagine like the flashes? And
Feel like you're trying to sleep in a bus. A moving bus.
All right.
We're getting a noise complaint.
Yeah.
Okay, me, a 29-year-old male, and my wife, who's a 25-year-old female, have pretty opposite work schedules. I have to be up at 5:30 a.m., and she gets home around 1 a.m. I woke up to her sneaking to use her vibrator. I didn't call her out or anything.
I'm picturing her, you know what I mean, up and down like that, just creeping dun, with the vibrator. The floorboards are squeaking.
Okay, I woke up to her sneaking her using her vibrator. I didn't call her out or anything. I just asked what she was doing, and she lied and said nothing. I have no problem with her using it. It's just maybe not right next to me. How should I handle this?
Oh, that rocks.
Wait, there's still more. She lied about using it, so she feels like she can't be honest with me about it. Should I explain, if you're going to use it, could you go to the bathroom at least or make myself available and say, if you get the urge, it's okay to wake me up so I could help? Is that unreasonable?
Don't open yourself to rejection like that.
No.
Clearly, it gives her something you can't.
It's kind of rough.
Yikes. I spoke with her in the morning, and she said I had a weird dream and she was not using a vibrator. So she was saying it was just a dream he had. Okay.
Wait, she was saying he dreamt it?
Yes.
I love, dude, she is my hero.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh my God, yeah. The layers of this.
Wait a minute.
She quickly said she wasn't, but I told her that I didn't care if she was and if she ever hypothetically get any type of urges when she got home and I was sleeping, then that hypothetically situation would be okay and to wake me up. I told her if she wanted to use it, then she should feel like she shouldn't have to sneak around to use it and not worry about me getting enough sleep. I'd rather have 3 hours of sleep than her feeling neglected.
Good fucking
answer.
There we go.
I like that. Good answer. Like, she's not waking him up for a reason, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I feel for that, though. I'm like, because honestly, I know if I get woken up, it takes a little longer to get up and going. You know what I mean?
Sure,
you gotta get your shit rock hard, and that might take a second going from zero to fully aroused or whatever. But I still think what stands out the most to me is she goes, "No, you dreamt that."
I love it.
It's my favorite part of the question. The female remix of gaslighting is the greatest. It's good. It's like the all female Ghostbusters wasn't great, but the all-female gaslighting movie, that's the 2024 remake
also,
of that one.
Who are you fooling? Like, you tell me you didn't use your vibrator last night, and then I get out of bed and I realize that our entire mattress has moved 3 feet to the left.
Yeah. And it's sticky and it smells like
you just
bleach.
Open a drawer and that waft hits you in the face. You know, like, you know
well,
it.
Well, I
used.
Just like that... I don't know. She obviously, she hasn't even admitted to it. Not at all. Like,
yeah,
in this entire
sketchy.
Question, he's like, okay, well, we're going to go with you didn't use it. So hypothetically, if you ever use it again, it's hypothetically okay to ask me to, you know, help out.
I honestly feel like he handled this right.
Yeah.
I feel like he handled this very well. I do think she's being sketchy about it. Maybe she's just embarrassed or something. You know, I don't know. But like,
but they're married. Why should you feel embarrassed?
It's a little weird. That to me is the biggest red flag here.
Yeah.
Is that she A, didn't wake him up, and B, is now going to, like, I mean, this is Bugs Bunny, Wile E. Coyote level lies that she's doing. But it's the porn spinoff of a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It's just ridiculous. I like that he's smart enough that he didn't buy it,
mm-hmm.
and he even came back with a good one. He's like, all right, I'm not gonna push this. I'm not going to fight it. Just know if you ever wink, wink in real life,
yes.
wanted to have a little more than blah, 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 blah,
yes.
Just wake me up and let me know, or you can have both. You
this
know what
is,
I mean?
This is a good man. If y'all break up, let me know. Yo, that's a good man. That's a good man. Anybody would be lucky to have. Y'all.
Yeah.
But like you said, yeah, there might be some underlying issues that he's not talking about. Or
that's
maybe
right.
a reason she don't want to wake him up. But still, I am a big proponent of toys in the bedroom.
Big
proponent of toys in the bedroom.
Hey man, he's here's what he could do, because that's a good point. What if he went to a sex shop and got toys they could both use? You know what I mean? And
sure.
just kind of, she likes toys, get her some new toys, get some stuff for him.
Or, you know? I mean, supposedly she doesn't have any toys, so.
Right.
How about he just brings home some toys, but like, I bought you a gift for
Since
us.
You're toyless, you know, you're like a child during the Great Depression. No toys. I'm giving you some toys.
I don't know.
I'm like Santa Claus.
I don't like that she's lying to him, and then he's like going out and buying shit for her. I'm like, go buy him a toy.
Yeah, don't reward this behavior.
Don't reward that behavior. Don't, exactly.
You know, that's very desperate.
Yeah, exactly.
You fib and you get a cookie in this household? I don't
think so. Yeah, exactly. It's like, and he did low-key kind of hold his ground like you were talking about. Like, he did that shit. I think that's giving daddy energy. That like, okay, sure, I dreamt it. But it's hypothetically, if blah, blah, blah. It's like, I see right through your bullshit, but we're still going to, you know, I'm
it
still okay
with this.
It would
have been a weird hill to die on.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, very
Why
weird
did we
hill.
Break up? Well, let me tell you. Yeah, you don't want that story for a breakup.
Well, I agree with Colin. I feel like, in a weird way, she's gaslighting him for a reason. I feel like she has a good thing going. Mm. I feel like she gets home for work. This is her stress-free
moment.
She's
not gaslighting. She's fleshlighting.
Well, I feel like there's a reason why she's not trying to get him involved. She's very happy with her midnight routine or whatever. Like, Sure. This is what's getting her to go to sleep. And then she's happy. I mean, they said nothing like they're having any type of, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
The dog didn't like hearing about the vibrator. Wait, the dog just puked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry, it's a very Christian dog.
My doggy just puked. I have to go clean up. But anyways, it's Colin,
You sure going? I'll clean up.
I think we might have just dreamed.
I don't see any puke on the ground at all right now, actually. I definitely don't see the second pile she just made.
I smell fresh flowers. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, Amy, you're crazy.
Okay, no, I agree with Colin because I feel like she has a good thing going. And there's a reason why she's not waking him up.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know. I feel like he's, I think he's opening up and being vulnerable for, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. They just said nothing about, like, they have marital issues. There's anything going wrong. It's just this is their schedule.
Yeah.
It seems like they have a healthy sex life going on. It's just this is what she does when she goes to sleep.
Yeah. I think the fact that, like, he's offering to, do, like, I can do the thing. And she's like, meh. It makes sense to me because, like, clearly... I mean, I'm getting the impression that she's taking herself to a certain level that he can't get her to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like, what if somebody asked you, like, hey, you want to, like, if you're, like, really serious about, like, I don't know, like, you're in a tennis league, right? And you're playing very serious tennis, and then your person's like, hey, what if I play with you? You're going to drag me down.
Yeah.
Bring down my level. My elo is going to plummet. You know, I'm trying to compete with real players here.
Oh my God.
Right. No.
I can't even.
I wish I knew anything about tennis. I'd be making all type of deuce jokes right now.
Well, I was going to make a video game reference, but I don't want to give up my dork like that.
Oh my gosh. I don't want
people to know necessarily what a loser I am.
I don't know, like, but even then, like, even if she is reaching new heights with with this toy,
new depths with this toy.
But even then,
spelunking.
Even then, that should be more enjoyable with a partner. You know, that should be more enjoyable with your partner. Because I've had that a lot in relationships where I'll get them some. If we make it one or two Valentine's Day, you're getting a fucking sick vibrator.
Right.
And like, and every time it's like, I love using that shit together.
I love how aggressively you said it. You're getting your ass a stick ass vibrator, bitch.
If you stick by my side for
don't
a year or two,
a good time.
Yeah, you stick by my side a year or two, you earned it.
You too, but you got to earn it, though. I like that you got to earn it, though.
You deserve it.
Like, the first year, you just give her the little pocket rock.
Yeah.
It's like the paper
little lipstick
anniversary.
Yeah, a little lipstick.
Here's a little quarterly little review present right here. Yeah.
I wish I could give sex toys quarterly. You know?
Yeah.
I wish.
Marlene, who is also my mom, said, tell your dog everyone's a critic.
Yeah.
I guess Sangria doesn't like the topic we're talking about.
She's not here anymore. I sent that dog to live with Michael Vick. Oh,
I feel so bad for her. Aw.
Poor girl.
I'm sorry. So this is what happens
she's
when we have a live podcast. Text. Anything happens, you know?
Yeah. It's exciting.
I know.
Listen, I couldn't see the dog when it was happening, and I was just so glad it came out of the mouth. I'm so glad.
Yeah, easier.
Amy was rolling on this big point, and I saw the dog go, yeah. I'm like, don't interrupt her. She's cooking right now, right?
Oh, no. I think she's making a comment on someone's cooking.
Yeah.
Whoever cooked this dog food did a terrible job.
Whatever factory cooked this dog food.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was this guy's question initially? No.
Like,
I think his question is, that's most of the questions, right?
Pretty much.
I don't think he has a question. I think he wants to convince her that it's okay to wake him up if she wants, like, help or something.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I mean, I get the feeling of maybe feeling... Well, what I love is that he ends it with, I don't want her to feel neglected. I think he feels neglected.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she's doing fine.
She's over there buzzing herself, and then he's quietly crying himself. Pretending not to see what's going on.
I think the only red flag is that they can't talk about this openly, you know?
Yeah, I think, like, maybe she just needs a day or two to wrap her head around it. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, you know, like,
yeah.
I hope they can come together.
I always give the other person the benefit of the doubt when I'm wondering because of a lack of detail on the show. I point this out once a week. Whenever they leave out details, always err against the person writing a question because it's their Fox News, their MSNBC, their North Korean state-run news if they inherited the whole country. So if we're assuming that they do have a healthy sex life. I don't think that guy said they did.
No.
If he did, he was very not. Yeah. That's he true. I think that would have been That's in there.
True. This comment, like so many of that we read on the show, is like it's like a plane crash. So many wrong things had to happen to get to this point.
Yes. You
know, leading up to like you're not this is a symptom of like a whole sex life tragedy that's been already happening.
It is like a plane train crash. It's like a plane crash. Ah, fuck that riff, dude.
It is like a plane train crane.
I can't talk, dude.
Plane crash right talk. There. Speaking of,
yeah.
It's that, like my plane crash right now.
That was a car that ran into a train that made that run into a plane. It was.
I don't know.
Kind of rough.
Oh my god.
I feel
for this guy.
Yeah, I kind of feel for him. I you know what I also think too is that. I think that they've been married, and I think she just probably was one of those people that just never used it and then started using it, and like now her mind is blown up, and she's like, no, I don't need your help.
He said she's 24, right?
He is 24.
I think he was 29, she was 24. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think 25. Hold on, let me just get it up real quick.
Either way, like mid-20s.
He's 29, and she's 25. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, maybe she just started using one, and like now her mind's blown. Could she's be. Like, I don't need your help, I'm okay.
Yeah, because not everybody's raised in New York City. A lot of people are raised in the Midwest where they don't even have sex shops for 100 miles.
They had, I was a college town, but they had sex shops. And you know what else? You know what they have? They don't just have regular, like, in-town sex shops. They have those massive porn and sex toy warehouses.
Off the highways.
I mean, have you ever seen them? Yeah. It's like, how much porn could be in this motherfucker? Yeah. It's the size of a Walmart.
No, but you guys, we now have the internet and Amazon. You can order anything.
Well, that's
now.
What
you
I think when I drive by there. I'm like, how are you guys still in business? Are you like, going out of your way to steal everyone's smartphone in this, a 17-mile radius? It's, who is coming here to
guys,
buy things?
Like with so many things, like comedy, like someone who's, there's nothing like a live experience.
He's right.
Surrounded
he's right.
by countless VHS tapes and DVD cases.
Exactly. You know,
I just want to go up to the people browsing
and the smell. You're not there's the smell.
Yeah. Listen, there's nothing like a live experience. So like and subscribe and always watch Love Goob.
That's right.
You're not invited to this apartment, though. You're
live.
Not.
This podcast is like the new vibrator smell of podcasts.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Listen, as someone who has just recently bought a new Oculus, I will say that certain technological advancements can bring up the masturbation game, okay? So I understand where she's coming from, all right?
Uh-huh.
But
all right.
I will say there may be no going back.
It's true.
Maybe. Mm. I still, if they have the benefit of the doubt and they do have a healthy sex life somehow, even though I didn't say it, if they do have it, a toy should enrich and not take away from this guy.
It should. That's even more evidence for them not having a good sex life, though, man. And I still maintain if they had a good sex life, that would have been front and center. This guy would have made damn sure to put that up there.
Yeah, right.
Because it would be like, you know, this is I'm doing what I need to do to keep her happy, but he's not. I mean, I don't think he is.
Well, they both lied to each other right away. Like right when he woke up, the fact that he was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" and she said nothing. The fact that I would have just been like, "Oh, you're using a vibrator." Like I would have just said it. I wouldn't have. I see what's going on. I wouldn't even have just like acted like. So he was lying right there, and then she's lying about like it ever even happening, which I think is funny. But I don't know. I think that they still have hope. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
They have a little hope. I'm this one made me sad.
Aww.
This one made me a little sad.
It did a bit.
Yeah. They're all gonna be like this.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
Listen.
I'm excited.
This is honestly in the bottom 2% of sad questions off of Reddit, dude. Like this is it gets so much darker.
Oh yeah.
I'm ready.
This was the fun, flirty beginning.
I know, you're right. This is the foreplay. Yeah. It's the foreplay. Uh-huh.
Speaking of foreplay, this guy needs to focus on it because she is jerking off next to him.
That's what he needs to do.
No, this is going to get too depressing. I'm going to go do another podcast and be like, I wasn't doing another podcast. Yeah. What are you guys talking about? You sound crazy. Yeah. Right?
I was sitting there the whole time. You just needed to open your fucking eyes a little bit.
All right.
No, I think this guy's relationship is like a plane crash in the Andes. And just like from the movie Alive, he should eat his wife. There we go.
Well, let's get a look at her first. I don't want to.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
We need to get a smell test too.
I'm moving on to the next question.
Shock.
Next question.
Yeah, let's go.
On the Twisted Cuba Podcast. If you guys have any questions to write in, write them to twistedcubapodcast@gmail.com or even better, write them live in the chat. every single Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay. For right now, we're going to take our next one from the wild animals on Reddit.
This is a little bit of a longer question. It's a little crazier. My dog is not feeling well and is begging to go outside. So since this is live, I'm going to read the question, and you guys are going to hold it until I bring this, you know, dog back. It'll be a second. Okay?
No, here, I'll get it.
No. I got it. Let me read the question. We got this. We can't lose you, Jake. Lose you.
Fair enough.
All right. I'm trying to take back $80,000 of the $160,000 my spouse spent behind my back. Okay. That's the title of it. My husband spent $160,000 investing in baseball cards without telling me.
Oh, my God.
Investing is a strong word for that.
Yeah. Damn. This is worse than money with me.
During the same time, he would get...
Baseball cards are going to make a comeback in 2024.
During the same time, he would get mad at me for my spending money on meal plans or salon services. I would get yelled at for my disrespectful spending and my financial goals not aligning with his.
How much better of a husband was that last guy?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
So he said.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You were all, this is the saddest question.
He did most of the spending on his personal credit card and paid for our joint account. For a long time, I didn't have access to our online banking, so I didn't see the amount he was paying on his credit card.
My God.
Yeah, always know what's going on with your money.
It's a big red flag. It's a big red flag when one person doesn't have access.
I just don't know my passcode. I can't see the numbers.
Oh, he handles all that stuff.
My password is baseball cards of the future, 1-2 exclamation point.
Whenever I would question a $2 charge or a $4,000 payment, he would have some excuse and usually would say it was on the family.
$1,000
or grocery store. A $4,000 charge for the family? What? Okay. He would refuse to show me his statements. One day driving to lunch, I mentioned the card because I just saw another $4,000 payment come out of our joint account. This was after 2 months ago when he promised he had a $2,000 balance and was going to pay it off and stop using it. So I asked, I thought it was going to be paid off a couple months ago. That was all it took. He launched into me about how I ruin everything. He can't just enjoy the day. This is why my relationship never works, why our relationships never work, on and on, dropped me back off at our house and left. I was at this.
This is insane.
It was the outburst that made me realize there was more going on.
Yo, better late than never. Better late than never.
The cover up's always worse than the crime.
Absolutely.
Is that what tipped you off there? Not the random $4,000 withdrawals with no. This is when you decided to get your Sherlock Holmes little. Glass and pipe out. This is when you did it.
I feel for her. I feel for her. I let a lot of red flags slide because I had hot girl blinders on. I had hot girl. Fine.
Steven gets hot girls, guys.
News
alert.
I do okay. We do okay. Sue me. Yeah.
I don't care if this guy looked like Brad Pitt in the 90s. A $4,000 withdrawal that you can't explain. That's insane.
That's really bad.
That would, like, quadruple my net worth. You understand? That way, it's not... How do you not explain that?
Yeah, okay, we still got a big chunk of the question.
Oh, shit.
After lots of back and forth and digging and finally getting him to give me access to his credit card statements, I added up $160,000 in 3 years that he had spent. I already realized the financial abuse that he had been taking place on many levels, and there is so much I'm not including. During all of this, my husband met me with divorce lawyers and begged me for another chance. I don't get this. So I guess he said we're getting a divorce and then begged for another chance.
What?
That was about a year ago. We are still together, but as you can imagine, the financial issues are only one of many issues we have. At the time, I realized...
This dude must be slinging dick.
He better be.
Oh, holy shit, they're still together? That's the twist.
I don't think she hides vibrators from him. I think they have a great sex life.
Yeah, it's... the money that he spends on baseball cards, she does make it back by saved battery money.
At the time, I realized that he had spent... and that I was... that I was so ill prepared for a divorce. I started transferring money from my joint to my personal every month. My goal over time is to take my half back, $80K, and invest how I want to. He was, of course, mad, but I basically said, oh, well. He
what are you
going to
invest in bonds? You're going to believe the government?
He should have considered me when he spent it. And I was only correcting a wrong. Recently, he made sure the money wasn't in the account when my transfer was scheduled. He did this 2 months in a row and said I could no longer do this. I waited for the money to be there and did the transfer anyway. He went nuts, telling me I'm a rat. He's selling the house, dissolving our business, etc., etc.
I was about to buy a Mark McGuire rookie card.
he says that it's wrong for me to go tit for tat and that I should let it go.
Wow.
The money
fuck
is
that.
Just,
you got 100 grand worth of tats in those baseball cards.
The money is just
my
sitting in the account and I have not spent any of it. Am I the asshole for trying to take my half back over time?
Obviously not. Wow. That is the one thing that drives me nuts with the am I the asshole post. It's like, I fucking gave a baby a piece of cake. Am I an asshole? And it's like, no, you're clearly not the asshole in this. It's shocking that you said you're still together for some reason. That was the biggest plot twist to me in this question. I was like, wait a minute. You were still together. So, hold on. I'm confused. Did she get the $80K back in full?
No, that was her plan. So she was like, okay, well, I'm going to start taking out from our joint account each month until I reach $80,000. Uh-huh. And then that will, like, we'll just call it even because you basically took $160,000 and 80 of it had to have been mine.
Uh-huh.
So she was scheduling payments. He actually stopped making sure that there was money in the account when the payments were happening.
Does it say what this guy does for work? Did he
nonchalantly
blow $160K on baseball cards?
Yeah. No.
That's insane.
No, no. No, not at all.
I think she needs to see the cards. I think she's going to have to see these cards he's talking about.
Why? Which ones? It's 2024. It would be a better investment if she bought NFTs of baseball cards. This is insane.
Yeah, no, this is wild, all over the place wild. I don't understand this at all. No.
Oh, Sherry on YouTube says, I think he spent the $4K on vibrators for the other chick. That would be a better investment. Even vibrators have a better resale value than baseball cards in 2024.
My father always says that, you know, when they pass away, he does have a baseball collection of cards to give a hand down.
Right. You're going to change your attitude real fast when you get those cards and try to flip them.
Yeah, and I try to flip them. I'm like, oh, my God. There's 500 grand worth of baseball cards in here. Oh, people were only willing to pay $200. Turns out there's a big dip between blue book value and what people are willing to pay. If I learned nothing from Pawn Stars, or even better, watching my uncle trying to sell baseball cards and comic books in the 90s, like back when people still kind of bought that. It's only worth what you can get people to pay.
Yeah, right. Nothing will drive the price of baseball cards up higher than more dead baby boomers.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. It's going to be, there's going to be a whole market of people going, can I get anything for these? And then the people at the store going, yes. Yeah. I will give you change. I will give you the change in my pocket for that.
The guy looks at the collection and says, man, you could cut a lot of coke with these. Well,
yes, cutting coke and then getting that little residual bump on it. That's the only possible value these cards could ever have.
You could increase the value of a baseball card is more cutting with coke.
Okay, okay, new plan. Use the 160K to buy as much coke as you can with 160K. And then you could flip that. Yeah. You both make all the money back, and then you can leave this money. Motherfucker, and start your own cartel. You know,
that's a plan, I think, right there.
Yeah.
You get a plan.
It would honestly be smarter than baseball cards.
El Chapo had a cousin who was like, "You do what you want with that coke stuff. I know what's really going to be making money in like 20 years. So I'm investing my half of the inheritance in baseball cards.
Latinos love baseball. What can we say?
Also, this is just such a foreign problem to me. I'm like, wait a minute. It's like he spent 160 of the account. I'm like, so y'all have more than that?
I know. How much money do people have? What percentage to of their, me? Yeah. Of their worth?
How much? How?
Yeah. Well, the fact that she it took her 3 years to catch on, like that there were like being payments of $4,000, you know, $2,000. Like there were some big payments that she questioned about. And then I'm sorry, anything when you don't when you don't need money, when you have enough money, that's when you like all of a sudden don't know your bank account password or whatever. Yeah. It's like I'd be damned if I didn't know any type of credit card or bank account, you know, if I didn't know where any of this, anytime I get a bill, I'm like, where is this coming from?
Right.
So the fact that she didn't even, she was like, I don't have access to the account. And she didn't realize it was like something was getting taken out. That means she's doing pretty well, or she felt like she was doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm getting big set it and forget it vibes from this chick.
And this could be, I don't know, like I wanted to say sue the fuck out of the guy, but then I was worried. I'm like, well, what if this is like all his money legally on some bullshit, you know? Like, and then she
sounds like he's got the control.
He does. Yeah, I think he makes most of the money. And just like we were missing the detail in the last question about do they have a healthy sex life? We're missing a big detail, unless I didn't hear it, on who makes most of the money.
Yeah.
She left that out, and that matters to the...
Yeah. Well, he said that she would get... He would get on her case about...
Right.
Like, when she would...
Making yourself beautiful for
him. Yeah, when she would spend stuff on frugal stuff, like salon services. Yeah. But also other stuff.
This guy makes all the money. This guy, I'm calling it right now. This guy makes all the money.
He definitely does, because she was not concerned. She did not notice the transaction.
Right. Well, she
if
also
it was her
said
money, she would be keeping
she
track.
She wasn't ready for a divorce. Like, it seems
that's because she would have to get a job.
That's what I thought of. Like, he has control of the money, which is like also just one of the biggest red flags ever. You know, is when your partner has complete control.
Well, but if they make all the money, to be fair, if I made all the money, I would want to keep control.
No, for
of the
sure.
Money.
But it's like his reluctance to even show her.
Right,
the red flag. Like, you should be able to show your partner whatever.
Yeah, that's true. You should be able to show them. But that said, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, you know, this could be being spent on hookers or something. So this is probably
worth money,
dude. Yeah, if you're the wife in this scenario, the lady who wrote the question, and you're like, there's all these mysterious withdrawals for thousands of dollars. My brain automatically goes to hookers or coke.
Wait,
the fact that it's baseball cards, it could be worse.
No, but she said that she did a lot of research and she found out that it was only $160K from the research. So she went through, she got all of the account numbers, all the numbers, and she put together the $160,000 that was gone.
Right, but I'm saying...
So you think there was more missing?
Well, not necessarily. What I'm saying is that at least it's baseball cards and not like a Gumar side family.
I was honestly,
you know?
I was about to
or,
say...
Or drugs.
I was about to say, has she seen the baseball cards?
That's true.
Because that sounds like this is going, no, babe, I'm spending it all on... baseball cards, you know, and it's really,
that's true because it's like she, I don't see like her talking about it like laid out in a case or, a protective thing.
Yeah.
Although it would make sense if he was hiding it from her.
I know where all my dad's baseball cards
are. Well, right, but he's not hiding them from his family going, I don't know where this $4,000 withdrawal came from.
Right.
If you did, you would have to like hide it and she would kind of know.
I think he's getting hookers and saying it's baseball cards.
Yeah, or side family.
Wow.
Yeah. Side family? Yeah. Dude, when you get that kind of money, that side family money, oh, you're right. I didn't think about that.
It's a real... You know, a lot of guys think like a Rolls Royce or a Rolex or something.
Is the thing.
Side family in 2024, that's hard to pull off, and you got to have money to do it. That really is the most baller thing you can do.
The thing is that I have a problem with, because the people that have side families or even someone that's dating multiple girls at the same time, it's like sometimes I will lose my mind because it's like, you know, I'll just want like the dishes done or something like that. Sure. And then if I find out that he also has enough energy for two other people and you can't even do the dishes, like, are you kidding me? Like,
Amy's
you definitely have enough money.
Amy's
I mean, enough energy.
The side family's house going, and the dishes are clean here. What the fuck?
No, I mean, I swear, I would walk into their house and just make sure that I'm like, are you doing all the like housework? Because I don't know how he has time for all this.
It's a bunch of happy, well-adjusted kids going, no, Papa comes over and does the dishes every day after he's done buying baseball cards.
He found out that you're the rough draft family.
Wait till his baseball cards find out that he actually has a secret collection of basketball cards.
He's cheating on the baseball cards or the basketball cards.
This dude's an animal. He just can't stop.
So this is what I was looking for. She said that he would get mad at her for spending money on meal plans or salon services.
Yeah, this guy makes all the money. In the relationship.
Yeah, so it sounds like
She would have mentioned.
Well, they
if it
said
was
they have a joint
50,
account.
50.
She didn't mention anything about her having a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
and then he had credit cards that she didn't have access to and didn't have the passcodes for.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This lady's resume is like the last guy's dick. It used to work well. You know what I mean? It used to be full. It used to do what it needed to do, but.
Oh, yeah.
Back when uncircumcised was exotic,
right?
I think this lady should hook up with the vibrator guy because she clearly has enough money for both of them, and then he don't have to get up at 5 a.m. anymore.
Yeah,
they could fuck happily.
You know? Uh-huh.
I think that would be that's my advice.
Or angrily, however they want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I don't know, maybe she would just be sexually frustrated in a really crappy apartment.
All right.
She was with that
do you guys, I don't know sports, but do you guys know who Moose Marion is?
Oh, no.
Wait, read the, I love my, Tom on Marlene's account says, I love my baseball cards, especially the Moose Marion card.
Yeah, Moose Marion.
See, this is the point. No one knows who this guy is anymore, and we'll get $2 for it.
I'm just like Matt said, yeah, Moose. Moose Marion. Yes. You don't know Moose Marion?
It's at least worth $1,000.
It's like Fiesta wear in women's shoes. Yeah. I think this lady's sort of like a Peg Bundy kind of situation. You know what I mean? I think, but her Al Bundy, he doesn't just sell women's shoes. He owns the whole Ladies Foot Locker chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think
Lady
Foot
Locker.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, there's Lady Foot Lockers.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you've never bought women's shoes before?
No, they dedicated a whole Foot Locker to the lady.
How do you not know about Lady?
Yeah, it's 2024, bro.
Yeah. Canceled right there.
Yeah, dude. Women don't deserve shoes.
Now they're just called person foot lockers.
I don't want them to have anything.
keep them socks off, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Please.
I don't care if they get
right.
Warm.
That's right. I don't want them to have health care access or shoes. It's a real Handmaid's Tale situation.
I don't know if
abortions,
I have any
that sounds like healthcare.
Advice for her. I mean, I feel like, okay, she was slowly trying to figure out a plan of how to get her money back, but surprise, he's blocking her on how to do it. So.
Dude makes all the money. I'm sorry. She's going to lose this one in court. Dude makes all the money. And then if she goes there, he goes, Your Honor, he wanted to take all this money he made and buy a baseball card.
Also, you know what? Something else she did not mention in that email? Mm. She said nothing about a prenup.
Nope.
She said nothing. So she might be fucked.
She's fucked.
She might not be good on the end of this.
Yeah, like she might not have anything coming to her if she doesn't stick around with him.
Not even a single baseball card.
Might be a golden cage kind of situation.
Well, the thing is, like, if he's in control of all the money, then she really, like, it'd be weird for her to be that pissed about him spending it on whatever the fuck
he
spends it on.
Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, because the way this shit is framed, it seemed like they're going into financial ruin. But it's like, if they're not, then, like, who the fuck cares what the dude is
right? That's what I'm saying. It is
shitty that he's yelling at her for going to the salon.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is shitty.
Absolutely.
That's super shitty.
Is that what this is really about?
Yeah.
Is it really about the business card?
Yeah.
The baseball card?
You leave my hairstylist alone.
Right. If you just let me get my nails done.
Sure. Yeah, it's like if he was just like, yeah, babe, go to the salon anytime, she wouldn't be writing this question.
No. Back to the point of the left out details. They are not having any financial problems. Otherwise, that would have been front and center in here.
Yeah.
If it was like, stuff's getting repoed. We're having a tough time at the end of the month.
Mm.
That kind of, no problems whatsoever. This guy makes all the money. Unfortunately, unless you want to get a job and start putting money in that account, he can spend it on whatever stupid shit he wants. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He should be less of a dick. If he's making enough money, yes, you have a wife that stays at home. But even if you're making enough money, even with the wife that stays at home, to spend $160,000 on baseball cards, fuck off. Let her get her hair done.
They said this was $160,000 over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's
still a lot.
That
still
so much.
She added together. Like, she came up with the number of $160,000.
I guess he allowed her
to have passcodes to whatever money he wanted her to see.
She should be like a financial detective. You know? They got people that do that, that try to check for, like, skimmers or whatever. You know, she'd apply to that. It'd be like, I caught my husband doing this shit. I could do it for your bank. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny, man. The more we talk about this question, the more I'm on this dude's side.
I hated him the entire question.
The entire time that thing was being read, I'm like, oh, you child, hang yourself and give your wife your money. But now, the more we've talked about it, I'm like, this lady is the devil. Let the man have his baseball cards.
I don't think she's the devil, but I have also done a full turnaround. Yeah. All of a sudden where I was like, fuck this little dick dude with his fucking baseball card. Yeah. And now I'm like, no, he made money.
Swinging a baseball bat between his legs.
Yeah.
Just remember when Adam Driver had that big moment in Girls? I feel like that's what we're doing. When he turns it around on her. He's like, you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to know anything about me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is.
Ask him to write in. No. I want to hear his side of the story.
His side of the story is like, well, I go to work all day. I got a wife that stays home, so I want to buy baseball cards.
I would love if her story was like three paragraphs long and then his was just that one sentence.
Yeah. He's just like, what are you going to do, man? Take that to court. In fact, I don't even need a good lawyer for that one. Send an intern with that. I'm going to scribble it on a napkin. Read this word for word, young man. I'm going to win all the goddamn money.
Give me the free lawyer. I need to save my money for baseball cards.
That's right. That's right.
Baseball cards. That is the funniest thing about this whole thing. Good God.
I guess that's it. All we can end, we'll just end it with baseball cards.
It was just two questions?
No. Oh, we have one more.
Thank God. Okay.
Let men have their stupid little things. Okay? Yeah.
And like let women go to the salon.
You just needed to keep your mouth shut, okay? Let him have his baseball cards.
Yeah, or like as long as it's not affecting anything. That's my whole thing.
The problem was he started messing with her meal plans and salon services, and she became revengeful. Yeah. That's how it happened.
Also, he's totally fucking up. Basically, the two things that she mentioned that he's not letting her do are like, you know, things that control her weight and make her look good.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, don't do those. What are you talking about?
That's what makes me think he has a second family. Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
That's why I got my hot wife someplace else.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's as long as this guy doesn't actually have a secret family somewhere, I'm kind of on his side.
Yeah.
That said, I'm like 50-50 on whether he's got one or not.
It's really fucked up. She's actually the secret family.
Yeah.
This is the one that no one knows about.
Yep.
Another plot twist.
Basic family. It's somebody completely.
I like the idea of him laundering his secret family through the baseball card. Like he just shows up and he's like, "Sorry, I've been on the road touring for a month. Here, take these Ryan Sandberg rookie cards from the 90s and just get you and your mother some clothes and food." Yeah. I like that he was getting the divorce lawyer. But the divorce lawyer was like, you cannot pay me with a Sammy Sosa card.
Guys, he travels between dimensions, okay? In the other universe he exists in, baseball cards are currency. Yeah. Right? He's over here gathering them. Then he goes through the wormhole.
Baseball cards are new Bitcoin.
That's right.
It's the Stephen King novel.
They're only worthless in this universe.
Oh, this is a special edition Derek Jeter card. Pay me in cash or I'll sue the hell out of you.
Yeah. Sorry, my lawyer only does two Babe Ruths an hour. He's pricey. He's real pricey.
All right, I'm ready for the next question.
All right, next question on the Twisted Cupid Podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to TwistedCupidPodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write them live in the chat on YouTube, live here every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's take our next one from the Wild Animals on Rotor.
All right, last question. My girlfriend of 12 years said no when I proposed to her. I, a 34-year-old male, spoke to my girlfriend, who's a 32-year-old female, last night. We had a long and somewhat awkward conversation. She said that before she really wanted to get married and that she didn't expect a ring after 2 years. She just wanted to talk about it and that time to plan a better future together. When she talked about marriage, I told her it wasn't the time. She waited, but when she turned 28, she realized that the ring was never going to arrive. She said she no longer wanted to get married or live together. She appreciates her own space, even though I spend time with her in her apartment. It is still her own space. Regarding children, she does want to have children, but even when the baby arrives, we will not live together. It would be like sharing custody and going out together as a family and still being a couple. She said she also mentioned that she needed 6 months to a year for her body to detoxify from the contraceptive, but she will still consult her gynecologist. What? Sorry.
I'm confused by that.
She said that these are her terms and that I was completely free to accept them and continue the relationship or break up and pursue what I want. And I really don't know what to do. I really regret not giving her the ring sooner. Plus, she has spent 12 years agreeing to my terms. I do not really know what to do. Okay, so basically, because it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, Spark notes that for me, please.
That's
so basically,
wild.
She has been with him for 12 years, and he kind of never really got married. Like, he wanted to get married, but it was never the right time, never gave her the wedding ring. So now she flipped it on him, hence reverse psychology, guys. Which is what the whole thing's called. She flipped it on it and she's like, I no longer want to get married. I still want to be with you, but these are going to be the terms. We are not going to live together. And also, we will have kids. And when we have kids, it will be like we're already in a divorce where the kid will travel between the households, but we'll still be partners and together, but we will not live together. And we're still together, but we're...
I think she's got a side family with
the
baseball
player. Yeah, she definitely does.
Wait,
that shit
but
makes
then,
check her purse for Mickey Mantle.
So once, but then she also somehow added in that she needed 6 months for the contraceptive to consult with her gynecologist. So there was a lot of terms here.
She's like,
I no longer want to get married. I no longer want a ring. And on top of that, we are together, but we are living separate lives.
That's the part that makes no sense.
She couldn't have sex for 6 months because of the contraception?
I don't know. She just, it seems like one of the things she threw in there with her terms.
It sounds like she thinks it'll be bad for the baby.
That
should be toxic. Should be a toxic living environment for the baby.
They are absolutely together.
What contraceptive is she using to where she can't either have a baby or have sex after 6 months? Was she just cramming mercury up there? Like, what the hell?
It sounds like she's got a shaman or some bullshit. You know what I mean? Some weird mystical healer person who's consulting with her.
No, you
don't get an IUD. I have plants from Peru.
No, wait. Here, you read it. Because she also mentioned, that she needed 6 months to a year for her
body to detoxify from the contraceptive, but she will still consult her gynecologist. What contraceptive?
No, but I feel like sometimes...
6 months to do birth control.
If people are taking birth control for a long time, a doctor will say it'll take about 6 months to detoxify, and then
you can try to get pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times the baby won't come right away because your body's so used to the birth control.
Okay.
So they always say, hey, you can still keep trying. It's not going to do anything, but it might take longer.
Oh, darn. We'll just have to keep trying.
She seems like she's now giving her terms because she was so sick of waiting for, like, she wanted to get married. She wanted the ring. He never gave it to her. So she's like, well, I'm living in my apartment. We'll still be together. She's like, you can break up with me or not, but I'm like living by myself, and I basically don't need you. So
this makes no sense to me. Of like, I don't understand. It's like, we're still partners, but we don't live together.
Well, what makes no sense is he never gave her a ring when she wanted it.
Right. That makes a little sense.
It makes some sense to me.
I'm just like,
someone who hasn't married someone.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she's just doing this to kind of get the guy back a little bit?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
He should just wait it out because this doesn't feel like a logical move. Her going, well, I really like long distance relationships. Let's have one of those. But still live in the same town.
That's
a weird thing to do unless you're trying to get back at somebody for not proposing.
Well, it sounds like they're going to live like a divorced life, but not really, because she said that they will still be together. But
they're getting a pre-divorce.
Okay,
but they're not going to live together.
This honestly, that actually struck me in my head for 1 second because I was like, "That's almost kind of smart future planning of like, let's not get married. So if we do break up, we don't have to deal with the paperwork of a divorce, and it would be cleaner and faster." But then it's like, then don't have a fucking kid together. You know, it negates the whole thing. You know, so it's like you might as well get married to each other. Do you think this is one of those things where your girl is like, I don't want a gift for my birthday, but she fucking wants a wedding ring. You know, she still wants, even if she said, don't marry me. If he showed up with a fucking big ass ring, she'd nix this whole thing.
Now he's regretting that he never got her a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he never proposed to her. So I feel like this is her final draw, and she's just going to see where this goes.
Yeah. This is her way of saying, fight for me.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Either give me the biggest, baddest proposal you can think of right now, or leave me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. That's some reverse psychology.
Because 12 years,
sure.
That's a long
time. It's a long time. And why would he even be talking to her about a proposal? Because it's like, well, half the point is it's supposed to be a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Well, also, no, that was...
I don't think he ever proposed to her.
I think...
Didn't they say something about 2 years in?
Okay.
I don't think he did propose. I think, but they're talking about it.
No, right? He said, my girlfriend of 12 years said no when I proposed to her. So first of all, this entire question, he never proposed to her. What happened was that they were having a conversation. She goes, you know what? I don't need you anymore. I don't need you to propose. I don't need to get married. I don't need a ring. And I don't need you to live with me.
Oh, I see what's going on now. They're actually broken up. He's just really dumb. And he's just like, my girlfriend moved out.
She's like, I'll take your sperm.
She changed the mailbox, and I had to pay her half for everything we owned. I stopped having sex with my girlfriend. Some dude's there every time I show up.
I still love her, though. I still love her. Yeah, that's wild. That's stressful. I think, he needs to propose pronto in a big way.
You better figure out the perfect proposal that has been in her head since she was a little girl watching stupid Disney movies.
You need to secretly consult with every close female friend she has and her mom and every aunt she's ever spoken to. You need as much intel as humanly possible.
And you need to show up with them all behind you. Because you need the entire family. Yeah, you need the entire family to back you up on this, on her end. Like, her side of the family needs to be behind him, being like, he fucked up, he's sorry.
And he proved to us that he's sorry. It's like, we're cool with him, you can be cool with him. That's very smart. Yeah, her side of the family need to be there.
Or you can look at it like this. Hey, man, you didn't ruin your life. You can walk away. You got out of it, dude. You don't have to do any of this.
Just walk away, man.
Yeah. You don't got to do any of this.
If this really isn't just a ploy to mess with you, she sounds like a nightmare. So, worst case scenario, you've already messed up this relationship and it's done.
Right.
You know, best case scenario, you've already messed up this relationship and it's done. Exactly. I don't know what to tell you. Exactly. You already messed it up, dude.
It's your choice.
Just your outlook that you can change.
And being single again could be kind of exciting.
Well, have you thought about finding a new hobby like buying baseball cards in 2021? I heard that's fun, man. Some guy blew his entire life savings on it. He put himself in such financial debt that his wife couldn't even get a hair salon.
I mean, there's just got to be a better way to get on Pawn Stars. I mean, what is this?
This is...
I feel like if you took baseball cards into the Pawn Star show, and they'd be like, hang on, let me get a calendar. Turns out it's 2024. No. We're not interested. So, turns out no one wants to buy these.
So the main three things I see with these questions is that all three of these questions aren't really asking for an answer. They're all always like, well, I have no answer. This is just what happened, and...
I think this is people looking for reassurance. Like, am I fucking crazy? You know, like, please tell me I'm not fucking crazy. And I think that's a very valid feeling to have.
It is valid, especially for this guy, because yes, he is indeed crazy.
He
thinks he still has a girlfriend. I'm saying he doesn't. She's gone, man.
Yeah. She's out, man. She's out.
Because,
dude.
I mean, if you wanted all that for that long and he wasn't giving it to you, and now you're like, well, okay, well, now I'm okay, but you can't, like, live with me or do any of this stuff and blah, blah, blah. We're going to be living separate lives, like, almost like it's a divorced family, but we're still together.
Yeah. You know, that's what a lot of families fuck up, is that they start married. If you start divorced, you can have a good thing going for a long time. You're already at the finish line. Yeah. You know?
My parents conceived me, and then they got a divorce in like the second trimester. But now that I'm eight, they're getting back together.
There have been families that I know of that have had separate houses, that they live in separate houses.
Yeah, dude, I hooked up with a chick like that one time.
Really?
You know, in Virginia, when I was living down there, this chick, she was co-parenting with her husband.
Co-parenting.
And like, you know, because they're like, you know.
Were they they married still?
I think they might have been separated or something.
Wait,
but
I'm talking about they're still married but living in separate houses.
Yeah, she literally had a separate house in like the backyard. Like it was a like a shed that they had converted into a one-bedroom apartment.
You went and banged some guy's wife in the wife shed?
Yeah.
Oh, those guys got shotguns. Yeah, I know. Those guys are old school. The guys that have their wives living in a shed?
I know, dude. It really turned
me
off.
It's like I got my house with the kids. I got the wife house, the dog house. Yeah. They're right next to each other. One slightly bigger than the other. I'm a gentleman.
That's what I'm saying. And she had an 11-year-old kid. Wow. I'm like, this weirdo could fucking walk up to the window at any time. Yeah. Knocking, asking for his mom, bringing us towels or some shit. I don't know.
Dude, but you're like, lucky you didn't get chopped up by this guy from Sling Blade.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it turned me off to the E&M thing entirely. Because I'm like, I know this is all above board and your boy know about us or whatever. But I'm like, what if tonight's the night he decided he's not okay with this anymore? Uh-huh. Stranger things have happened.
I didn't know what my mom was doing with Stephen Bowles, but I didn't like it.
He didn't like seeing his mom fucking some bass player, or some roadie
looking
motherfucker.
Took his head clean off with a Kaiser blade. Yeah. Some folks calls it a sling blade. Mm-hmm. I calls it a Kaiser blade.
You know what the difference is between a wife shed and a doghouse?
What's that?
Doghouse has insulation.
That's right, old school. Old school.
Just saying, I've seen the situation they're talking about. I'm like, don't fucking do it.
Stephen Bowles is going to be over there fucking your wife.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Do you want that? You really want that? You don't want that, Bo. I promise.
You just got a shout out from Matt. He goes, my man.
Hey, Matt, man, I see you, brother. I got you.
This guy does this. He's going to go over to his wife's house the next week going, how come there's long blonde hairs everywhere?
Yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Dude, that's the thing. Most of the chicks I hook up with, I'm incognito. Our hair looks the same. Dude's never going to be able to tell the difference.
They're like, oh, you had a chick over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my best friend Megan came over. We had so much fun.
She's going to get ultra sneaky and dye her hair the same color as Steven's.
Oh, God.
So
like
the guy's not going to be able to tell the difference.
I'd be so
hairs.
Flattered. Oh, my God.
Like, and if they find your beard hairs, they'll just be, oh, it was her pubes.
Yeah, exactly. We just found some pubes. Oops.
I like that this guy comes in. And Steven's still in there, but he can't escape, so he just runs in the shower, drapes his hair over the mirror. Oh, be right out!
Steve, my husband's here. Turn your back. Turn your back.
Lay on your stomach. Pretend you're a chick sleeping. Snore femininely.
It's the only way I could get out of it was like, hey, honey, it's that threesome you always wanted.
Uh-huh.
Just turn this vibrator on. He always leaves every time it's on. Every time he hears he just bounces. Gets very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. I wish my life was that exciting. God.
I don't know. I think that's it for all the questions.
I think it is. I think that's our show this week. O.J. Simpson, rest in power.
The juice is loose now, yes, baby. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. The Twisted Cupid will carry the torch, and we will find the real killer. We know that you died before you could do it. It was your dying wish.
Oh,
and
God.
We will help you. We will help you.
Subscribe to the Patreon to help us find the real killer.
If you guys like and subscribe and get us over 1,000 subscribers, we're almost there. We will use the proceeds to find the real killer. Rest
in power,
OJ.
That's a promise.
Rest in power. Goodbye, Twitter world. It's been fun. Thank you to our two guests. Thank you to Colin DeGarbo.
Thank you most of all to
the listeners, especially everybody was in the chat. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to Sherry. Thank you to Marlene.
Matt, my man.
You guys have been awesome. Until next week. Later.